helping us celebrate Avon Lake, we've got with us Jeffrey Smith, attorney at law.
Good morning, guys.
Online, visit deliriolaw.com. Thanks for coming in. Longtime Avon Lake resident.
Correct.
You grew up here is what I understand.
I did.
Right?
I did. I grew up here. Family was born and raised here. I mean, my family grew up here. My children and I lived here. And my son still lives here, Randall. And, you know, it's a great place to be. And
right.
it's a great place to celebrate. And I understand the various people were here from the city. I've known the bunch of the city officials for a long time. I was law director here. And, in fact, the house that we're sitting here, the Horse Falls, I was involved as law director in the purchase of this property and expanding the park that Avon Lake has down here on the lake.
Wow. In that capacity back then as law director, what was your role? What did you have to do?
As law director, I mean, you basically are the city attorney. You work on all the matters that are important to the city and the officials, from reading contracts to negotiating contracts. Also the prosecutor. I'd go over and prosecute cases from time to time. It's the law director is basically a generalist that has to know various parts of the law, and I did it here for 14 years, and I'm very happy with the work I did here, including this property, the property that the safety center's on. I was involved in negotiations with that as well. So Avon Lake has grown very well, and it's thanks to a lot of the people that were here, including current mayor Greg Zilka and those that were before him.
And the lake's behind you here. You spend a lot of time on the lake, or is that part of the draw of this community here?
Yeah, I mean, Avon Lake is on the lake, and, you know, you come right down 83 and you see it here. When I was with Smith & Smith, with my dad and my uncle, great legal folks that were here that helped train me to become the lawyer that I am now, we often would come, and you'd sometimes even have lunch down here at the lake. So it's a nice place to be. It's a great place to raise a family and to live.
When you head off to law school, do you go in with a specific focus of what you want to do later, or does it sort of evolve?
Well, I was lucky from the standpoint of my dad and my uncle had a law firm in Avon Lake, Ohio. I went to the University of Southern California for my undergrad and went to Case for law school. And I pretty well had decided I was going to go here. And it turned out that I went and I stayed because of all the factors that we've been talking about here. It's a great choice that I made, and I thoroughly enjoy practicing law and doing the absolute best I can for my clients. And I think I do a pretty good job for them. In fact, I know I do. So,
well, there's a difference between when you're dealing with a client and an individual as well as a city, right? In one sense, you have a...
Well, they're all your clients, and you're always trying to do your best to look out for their interest and what's best for them. And I don't think there's a big difference in it. It's just, you know, when you're dealing with the city, you have more clients, I guess, that are in one particular location. And in a private practice, I have, you know, many, many clients that have different issues. And when somebody comes in to see you, you have to understand that they're there because whether it's a $100 issue or $1 million issue, this is the most important thing in their life, and it's important to treat them that way. And that's what I tried to do.
But you also have to counsel in a way, not no pun intended in a sense. In other words, there's the legal part, but there's probably an emotional component. There's sort of giving them the understanding of what the process might be. People are sometimes unfamiliar when they come into a situation where they need a lawyer.
Right, and that's why we're called counselors at law. And as a counselor at law, you try to give them the best advice you can and to help them understand their choices that they have. You know, that when they're looking at their choices, that's what we have to do, is to try and get them the right choice. And you do have to sometimes be a psychologist almost. Someone once told me, well, you're like a psychologist sitting there. I said, well, no, I'm an attorney. I'm a doctor of law. But here's your choices, and here's what you have to do. And when you do personal injury cases, then you almost have to be like a doctor. You have to be able to learn on the fly and do your best to pay attention to everybody and their needs.
Any cases that you have, or not specifically, but sort of any area of the law that you really enjoy, or it's something that you kind of have a
What I really enjoy is being able to meet new people and do the best I can for them so that when we're done with a case that they're happy and they said, Jeff, you did a great job. Jeff, I really appreciate the help that you gave me. Jeff, I appreciate the help that you gave my family, whether it's an automobile accident or whether it's something that's happened in juvenile court or whether it's something that's happened, in a contract or the buying of a house or the buying of a business.
Do they become, I guess, then clients beyond that? Because sometimes there's one reason they come to you, and then they may have other issues that come up that they would
say. That's the basis of a good law practice is the referrals that you get from the clients that you had. And Tim Alcorn, I want to thank him for the help he's done and for the advertising he's done for me on WEOL. You guys do a great job over here, and I appreciate all of that. But really, when it comes to the practice of law, it's the referrals that get you, keep you in business. You got to keep that phone ringing.
You mentioned you sort of came from a family of lawyers, right?
I did.
A little bit like that. Do you have a passion to pass that on to either young lawyers or people that come through your practice as well to kind of, in a mentoring sense, to continue that on?
I don't know that I'll ever retire. Per se, I always want to try to help people, whether that's helping the mentor, a lawyer, or a young person come through. In my practice, I've had several of the people that have worked with me over the years that are now magistrates over in Lorain County Common Pleas. One of the good friends that I have is a magistrate judge in Cleveland in the federal court that we went to law school with. So I've always had good people around me to try and do the best thing we can.
Do you have shall we say, a typical day, or is every day a little different?
Every day is different.
Yeah.
It's what time you get up is different. What time you get home is different. Judge Sirigliano once told me that the law is a jealous mistress, and that is a fact. I mean, because you never know where you're going to go or what you're going to have to do, but you always have to be ready to do that.
Right. I had a chance to sit down and chat with him just a couple months ago at the Elyria Country Club for the Jack Nicklaus scholarship benefit for their college. And he's something, 90-some years old.
I still see him from time to time myself.
And yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm also licensed in Florida, and he gave me the oath to my when I finally passed the bar exam in Florida, he gave me my oath of office up here in Ohio for that.
Wow, that's great. People want to get a hold of you or find out more if they need your services, what's a good place to do that?
Again, my name's Jeff Smith. My office is in Elyria, ElyriaLaw.com. I'm available. All the information's there. We're working on the website right now to update it and get it a little better. But ElyriaLaw.com is a web address that I've had for 20 years, so it's been doing pretty good for me. So thank you very much, guys. I appreciate the time.